Good afternoon, this is Ketchel Kirkham with Looking Up, a few minutes at the end of the week to think about astronomy. On the 19th of October, there was a not-so-successful landing on Mars of the Schiaparelli lander, part of the European-Russian ExoMars 2016 mission. The European Space Agency lost contact with the craft a minute before touchdown. It's believed that the parachute opened too early and the thrusters didn't operate properly to break the final seconds of descent. The lander sailed through the upper layers of the Martian atmosphere as expected, and its supersonic parachute deployed on time. Important indications that the heat shield worked flawlessly. But the ejection of the back heat shield and parachute occurred earlier than planned, and following this phase, the lander definitely did not behave exactly as expected. Schiaparelli was equipped with 9 thrusters that were meant to bring the lander to a hover above the Martian surface so that the capsule could plop down from a height of about 2 meters. These thrusters fired for only about 3 or 4 seconds, much shorter than mission managers had expected, and the spacecraft lost contact about 50 seconds before its planned landing. Though it had some science experiments on board, Schiaparelli was meant to survive only for a few days on Mars, and its main purpose was to test the landing system that's intended to place a rover on the Red Planet as part of a second phase of the same mission, ExoMars 2020. The lander's mothership, the not very romantically named Trace Gas Orbiter, meanwhile, was designed to analyse the Martian atmosphere for gases such as methane, which could be evidence of life. And the orbiter is also meant to serve as a communication link between the 2020 rover and Earth. More than two-thirds of the 40-odd missions launched towards Mars have been lost due to failed components, rocket glitches, or grievous errors that sent probes crashing into the Martian surface or missing the planet altogether. Mars 2, a lander built by the former Soviet Union, was the first human-built object ever to touch down on the Red Planet. Launched in tandem with its sister craft Mars 3 in 1970, the spherical one-ton Mars 2 lander was about the size of a kitchen stove and designed to parachute to the Martian surface and use rockets for final braking, much like the one that failed recently. Despite surviving the long trip to Mars, which is a major feat in itself, the probe crashed into the Martian surface while a major dust storm churned across the planet. So that was Mars 2 back in the 70s. Then Soviet Union's Mars 3 landing mission launched and landed successfully on December the 2nd, 1971, in the Martian uplands after descending through the same dust storm that thwarted its predecessor. But 20 seconds after beginning its first photographic scan, the TV signal went silent for good. And let's hear some more failures. On Christmas Day 2003, the British-built Beagle 2 lander plummeted through the Martian atmosphere with the hopes of Europe on its tail, only to vanish without a trace. Shaped like an oversized pocket watch, Beagle 2 hitched a ride to the Red Planet aboard Europe's Mars Express orbiter, but crash-landed on the planet rather than bouncing to a stop with airbags as planned. There have been 13 landing missions on Mars, and now 14 with Schiaparelli, representing about 10,000 tons of Earth equipment and countless hours of technical endeavour. We are getting better at it, and as with science, an unexpected result that is off the mark tells us just as much as a perfectly expected result, if not more. If you compare space exploration with medicine, we are in a continuous learning state, but Western medicine got going a few hundred years before we started sending spaceships into outer space, and we still are nowhere near the cure for a common cold. So there may be quite a lot more false starts before we get it just right. And for now, this is Ketchel Kirkham wishing us clear skies.